It's squash season in the state of Virginia. A Hispanic crew works the field, picking, washing, and packing vegetables for the journey to supermarkets along the East Coast. Like generations before them, they come to America seeking opportunity. Many come illegally, like this man. We'll call him Martinez to protect his identity.
For a better future, I came to this side. And the truth is, we really suffer a lot to get across.
He says he walked for days through the southwestern desert, escorted by a trafficker who charged him $2,000. Laredo Ventura is the boss of this crew and a U.S. citizen. But he was illegal when he first came to work the fields 30 years ago.
They pay us to all that. You know, they pay a lot of money to come right here. And they risk their lives for work. I mean, and for work, that it's a hard work.
Farm workers spend the day stooping as they pick vegetables and carrying heavy loads. The days are long and the work is tough. Of roughly 1 million farm workers in the United States, most are immigrants. From one quarter to one half of them are illegal. The United States has a guest worker program that allows farm employers to hire immigrants legally. Farmers like this one, who wants to remain anonymous, say it's a bureaucratic nightmare.
Every farmer I know would gladly use the program and be legal. Every Hispanic would love to be legal. But the program is so onerous, it's so hard to use, and so expensive, and you don't necessarily get your people. Comes time, the crop is ready, the people not here, boom, it's a loss.
He says he's tried to hire Americans, but he can't find enough who were willing and able to do the work.
Truth is, nobody is raising their children to be farm workers.
But Jack Martin, with the Federation for American Immigration Reform, says that's not the whole story.
I think it's true that parents have higher aspirations for their kids than that they work in agricultural labor. Nevertheless, there are a lot of unemployed people who, if they could make a living wage working in agriculture, I think would do so.
Martin says wages, benefits, and conditions for farm workers have remained relatively poor because of the stream of illegal immigrants. He acknowledges that the cost of hiring guest workers is high.
It is true that it is more expensive than simply hiring the illegal immigrant who shows up with fake documents because of the fact that there are protections for the American workers. They have to hire American workers if they're available first, and there are protections for the foreign workers.
Legislation to streamline the guest worker program is stuck in Congress. Meanwhile, farmers are increasingly concerned about immigration crackdowns. They say without workers to pick the crops, fresh fruits and vegetables will rot in the fields, and that eventually the farms will wither away too. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.